It's time for a look at sports. I'm Jared Pettis on the local site. High school baseball coming up this week. Misha State Final Four in Class 3. It's the West County Bulldogs and Mid-Buchanan Dragons on Wednesday in a state semifinal. We'll have coverage for you on KFMO starting at 3:30 with first pitch at 4 o'clock between the Bulldogs and Dragons. Bobby Simile's West County Bulldogs make a trip to the Final Four for the first time since 2017. We'll hear from Bobby Simile tomorrow morning in sports right here on AM 1240 KFMO at 6:15. From the Major League Baseball, and the St. Louis Cardinals swept the Chicago Cubs over the weekend in a two-game series after Friday's game was postponed. They head to Cincinnati and look to continue the hot pace on Monday with the matinee contest with the Reds on Memorial Day. Did they keep the win streak alive? Lance Lynn had the start. Here's the Cardinals Radio Network.
With Ricky Orton, I'm John Rooney. Two unearned runs in the second inning against Lance Lynn proved to be the difference as the Reds won 3-1, breaking the Cardinals' five-game winning streak, extending Cincinnati's win streak to 4.
It was a quick game yesterday, 2 hours and 15 minutes, but quick because the Cardinals were not putting the ball in play. They struck out 12 times. The Reds outpitched the Cardinals. The two unearned runs were the difference. Lance Lynn did get a quality start. Unfortunately, the Reds were a bit better.
The Cardinals dropped to 2 games under .500, and today we'll have Kyle Gibson on the mound going for his fourth win. But the Reds' bullpen faced 11 batters, striking out 9 of them.
They were unhittable, and the Cardinals, of course, had the late night coming back after the late night in St. Louis and the rain delay, but it showed certainly yesterday here in Cincinnati.
Gibson's mound opponent today will be Andrew Abbott. He's 3-4, on the air at 4:45. Ricky will go over the lineups at 5:30 Central Time. I'll bring you the first pitch around 5:40 as the Cardinals try to get even in the series.
Guys, thanks card starter Lance Lynn on his outing in which he pitched 6 innings and allowed 3 runs with just 1 earned.
You know, you always want to go deeper. I'm not one to ever admit that I'm done, even if I know I am. So, but, you know, it was all in all, I threw the ball well. Wish I, made a couple more pitches early in the game, and, you know, who knows what would happen.
Cards manager Oliver Marmol says all their credit for the Cincinnati win on Monday goes to the Reds pitching staff.
Their arms did a nice job. Lodolo did a nice job today. Coming off the IL, his stuff looked good. And then their bullpen did a really nice job. Cruz with the split and got our guys, that lefty lane for Marmol. We didn't have an answer for it, and they closed it out. But overall, they did a nice job. Pitching. We couldn't string together a whole lot offensively today.
Game 2 of the series is this afternoon. Coverage on B104.3 at 4:45 with first pitch at 5:40. The Cardinals and Reds from Great American Ballpark in Cincinnati. Major League Soccer, St. Louis City SC lost on Saturday to Seattle on their home field 2-1. City has only won one match in their last 6, lost 3, and they've drawn twice in those last 6 games. And in that time, they have just 8 goals. City's Thomas Totland says the team is close to turning things around.
You always go out of the game looking at the positives, and like today, you know, we could have easily won this game if we scored on all our chances. I had one in the first half that I should have gotten on the target at least, and you know if we can start scoring those goals, we're going to win games.
City SC travels to Inter Miami Saturday for a 6:30 kickoff. UFL, the St. Louis Battlehawks played at Arlington on Saturday, and the Renegades get the win 36-22. The Battlehawks will host San Antonio Saturday to wrap up the regular season, and they'll also play San Antonio the following week in the XFL Conference Championship. Kickoff from the Dome at America Center on Saturday in the regular season finale. It's at 3:30. And the NASCAR Cup Series ran the Coke 600 on Sunday. Well, they ran half of it. It was shortened due to rain, and Christopher Bell gets the win after starting third. The Cup Series races at Madison, Illinois on Sunday, the Worldwide Technology Raceway. It's the Enjoy Illinois 300. Coverage on KFMO starting at 1:30. The green flag waving an hour later. And the NBA playoffs over the weekend saw the Boston Celtics sweep the Indiana Pacers 4-0. With Monday night's 105-102 win, it's the second time in 3 years that Boston has punched their ticket to the NBA Finals. Jaylen Brown led the Celtics with 29 points Monday night.
I was just happy that we won, and give credit to Indiana. You know, they played us tough. I know, like, people think that Indiana wasn't a good team or whatever the case may be. I mean, I thought they were as tough as anybody we've played all season.
And Brown received the hardware, the Larry Bird Trophy, as the Eastern Conference MVP. The Celtics will play the winner of the Western Conference Final, Dallas and Minnesota. Game 4 of that series is tonight. Dallas is looking to sweep. And on the NHL side, the New York Rangers stay red hot in overtime. They're now 4-0 in extra periods these playoffs after Sunday's 5-4 overtime win. The Rangers are up 2-1 over the Florida Panthers with Game 4 tonight in Florida. And Dallas takes a 2-1 series lead over Edmonton after last night's 5-3 win. Jason Robertson had a hat trick. Game 4 is on Wednesday in Edmonton. That's sports. I'm Jared Pettis.